You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combinations of your hosts: Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
Let's get nerdy. We're live from
Las Vegas.
There we go.
We're wondering who's gonna be the first person to comment.
We certainly do miss you, Andy. It's good to see you here. Hey, question. We were talking about this earlier. You guys call yourselves the Ginger Bros, but Brandon Schmitz ain't got no hair. I want proof. I want some proof. Is he a ginger for real?
It's a mystery.
Check out his OnlyFans. James Bernard in the house. Yo, yo.
He nailed it.
He did call the first two. Thank you both. Thank you both for being such wonderful supporters of the Dent Nerds. And he got eyebrows, says Andy. He got eyebrows. Hey. We're live here from Vegas at the PDR Expo, the first annual. You don't got one of these badges yet, you probably ain't getting one unless you show up tomorrow. But yeah, I'm here with Jack Bucknell, Mike Glidewell, and Mike Glidewell. So it's also known as Matteo Armaggio. Yeah, yeah. So it's been an interesting show. I mean, what do you guys think of the show?
I like it because it's very personal. But it's personal. You guys, a lot of West Coast guys here.
Yep.
It's the truth. Get in here, Armaggio. As an exhibitor.
Only one.
You're the only one with a booth. What's your general consensus so far?
Woo! Exactly.
Bada bing. Right. Listen, it is
great minds think alike.
It is a smaller show, and it is cool because you do get to have meaningful conversations a little bit more than you would in Orlando. So that's been fun. Get to hang out. I got to bother Carrie for a long time. Well, that was, I don't know what
Matt was like all over the show.
Carrie was shit, her ass off. Like, hunt Matt down. Yeah. Hey, trying to buy something.
Need your login for the credit card machine. Yeah. But how much money slipped through your fingers while you were gallivanting around the show?
Thousands.
Thousands of umbrella dollars slipping through the crack.
Slipped more thousands of dollars than spilt whiskey or
spilt liquor. Yeah. Well, we'll work on it. I spent more money on
spilt liquor from one side of the world to the other than you made.
And that's why he's Jack the Moon Man Bucknell.
Right. Woo!
The feet is fine. Everything looks fine.
We got
Dent Reaper or I'm sorry. YouTube Dent Nerds.
Yep.
The Dent Nerds or Facebook the Dent Nerds. Anyway, we've got listeners. Everybody's Everybody's here. What's the guess on attendance? What do you think the guess on attendance is?
What's your guess, Matt?
600. 600? 600. I think 600 sounds a skosh high. I'd say somewhere between maybe 4 to 6. Yeah. I don't know. You know, obviously nobody's all in there at the same time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean.
But it's also a PDR only.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, we're not getting the detailers and all that stuff on top of it, which is we get an MTE.
I mean, I think it's a good show. I mean, like I said, I think, and I'm speaking for myself, you know, be nice. I mean, more vendors participating.
Yeah.
And would be
more vendors would have been.
I'm a vendor as well.
Yeah.
And, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Where's your booth? More vendors would have been nice.
Yeah, what the hell?
I wanted to drink beer all day. I don't know.
Same. I do what I do because I like making tools and this and that. It's fun. And,
it's a commitment.
But to work that hard at a show, I make more money pushing them. So I'm not.
How would you put it if Maria was asking why are you showing up at 11:30 for this?
What are you going to put to
Maria?
I've always said that networking is hard.
Yeah.
So you can't always be the guy running the meeting. It just doesn't work.
Good. Yeah. How are you?
Sometimes you gotta,
hey, man, you're doing sales after the show. You know what I mean? At the bar.
Yeah.
Make it. You know what I mean? Like it's.
It is. But it's I think darling. You know, guys. If they like tools, they'll get
finally,
it. Obviously, if I had tools here that people could touch and feel, that helps a lot. Like when you can actually hold a tool. I like that a lot, but
finally,
the other thing I was gonna ask, did anybody see anything new that they were excited about?
Those tips from Hanson, the new tips with the rubber caps.
Yeah, I
got those as well. Yep.
I didn't see those. Pretty nice.
Yeah. Actually, Sally. Andy Patrick says hi. Yes,
hi.
You do hear Sally. Will you grab that orange bag off the bed in there, please?
Yeah.
And we'll show off those tips.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we should.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Okay. And we just two tools as well. I'll be right.
Is that that right there?
Yeah, you can see your tools.
No, I put
them over. Oh, all right. Jackson exiting the pod to go get his tool. Yeah. So I got this. I lost my Pico hole straightener, and I bought a Pico hole straightener.
Saw that today.
And I got this one. I don't want to open it because it has small parts in there. But it looks like the fender pliers.
Yeah.
But it just has a hole straightener.
It's an Ace.
Yes, I got it at Ace. Super affordable. I do the Kiko one has always been my favorite, but I'm willing to give that one a shot. Get back in.
Holy shit.
Oh,
that's not what I meant to do.
But yeah, these tips. Let's open that up. So these are for like a VIP style knockdown. Very skinny, and it actually they have a variety pack. Pretty cool.
Oh, you bought one of them.
Nice.
Buy these. Oh.
Oh, you took it out of there. I was like, I don't want to open it because it's small parts. And you're like, fuck you.
Now they already moved. I lost the small parts.
Perfect.
Need those?
Perfect. I'll buy another one tomorrow. It's fine. So it's like a small VIP style knockdown tip. Very skinny. And they have different durometers of plastics here. We got green, yellow, and black. I don't know which is which. After I try them out, I'll let you know.
I do have a question, John, because I haven't examined this close until now. Is this rotating?
You twist your hand.
Rotate that nut. I doubt it.
Oh,
yeah, what?
You rotate it like this.
Your wrist.
With your wrist. Look, I don't know. And did you lose the washers that were in there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are definitely no rotation.
That's not rotation.
Don't be laughing, Sally.
Don't be laughing. They put them in there.
What are the
watches
for?
They go in here for different. Top right now.
Magic
to wail
my laughter.
Okay. The day the laughter died. What else did everybody get? Anything good? Really cool shirts from Ants and Ant and Crabs.
Those shirts are nice.
And I had to pay for mine, but then Lisa was like, "Oh, did you get Sally a shirt?" And I said, "Shit, I forgot." She said, "Here you go, honey." Only because we love Sally. So
and I love this. Buy stuff at Anson, little gift pack, as always.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait.
Does anybody have this?
Oh, she bought it. Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Oh. It's a. You can use it to. Yeah. I bought this in Orlando, and I never made it to my house. I don't know. It disappeared somewhere along the way. Probably Matt. I'm not going to.
Of the wild night.
That's a woo night.
Yeah, it's her. That's Anson. I want to talk to Anson. Yeah, so I got that again. We're going to see how that works out. Got a new hole straightener from Kiko. They have the lateral tension system, two-piece.
I bought both of them.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. That is super cool.
It's a blue, the blue one, and it actually spreads it this way.
So. Yeah, so you got a foot here and a foot here, and then it pulls it back this way.
Yeah.
But it's two pieces, so they're this small, they're like 6-8 inches. Would you call that 6 or 8 inches?
Dude, you guys see this? Anybody see this? Dent grab koozie?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Oh, shit. Hey, give me that fucking back. Oh, fuck.
Anyways, the Kiko tension bars are amazing.
Yeah, they're 6-8 inches. It's a two-piece deal, so there's no obstruction to your work area. So you don't have the bar going across or the thread rod.
Piece, I think. Not too bad, really.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh!
Hey,
is that
nice? Hey.
I'm gonna blow my nose.
I know. That's why I was like, immediately.
Yeah. Annie Patrick wants to see the tips.
Just the tip.
Leaves your workspace open.
Well,
now.
You know, he doesn't like me a little bit, so maybe they don't like you.
Wow. Blue as well. What else are we missing? What else did I get? I got some stuff from Dentcraft. They have some new sharp tip hood tools. And then I think I just got some other straight rods. Dude, I was walking across the dent craft wall, and I'm like, gotta. Like, holy shit, I have a problem.
I'm like that with CarePoint. CarePoint was there, which was awesome. It comes from afar, you know. I have so many of their tools. I like all their hand tools.
Yeah.
Adjustable handles. They last forever. Never had a broken tool. They don't get bent or all just, you know, configured. Yeah, they're nice tools. Dentcraft makes great tools. I bought a bunch of tools from them today. Hit up VIP,
yeah.
Peter, Anson. Trying to go around Edgy Tools. They got some tools from Stacy.
Yeah, yeah. I got some stuff
from support everybody.
I lost my hookers. But luckily...
Luckily, you're in Vegas.
Did you leave my free monster?
Shit, my wife's here. She'll be talking about my hookers. I lost my hookers, but I re-up. I got new hookers. They're black. They seem stronger than my last hookers.
Yeah. Let's see.
Let's go down strong hookers.
Yeah.
Let's see your hooker you got there.
Is this my bag?
I'm gonna see his. I think they're stronger too.
Oh, you want to see Jack's
edition
hookers? Jack's hookers.
Full time dumping.
Jack's hookers say.
Limited edition.
Jack's Hookers say woo right woo! Out of the box. Right out of the box.
Stream made those for you, huh? Custom made.
Yeah. Actually, that is something that's really cool that has not been available at a show that I've ever seen. You're doing laser engraving. So, Armino's got the laser engraver at the booth.
In the house. Yep.
You buy a tool from anywhere. You can engrave.
I put the caboose for Wade or my
for yeah for Wade.
And you know what? You don't even have to buy a tool. You can get a special edition made
phone case.
Woo! And also, he engraved my iPhone. Woo! Why not? What's that?
Yeah.
Oh no, it's coming. We're gonna build up. There's more.
So that is cool. You can. Are you gonna do that at every show now? Is that the idea?
This is kind of a test run, you know. But just trying to get feedback.
Yeah. I mean, what are you charging to engrave something like a tool? $10 a letter.
No,
that's why I went with only 5 O's on the blue. Cost effective blue.
That's right. Efficiency, huh? I have a few bucks here and there. Yeah. But the technicians, Orlando, I'm considering bringing it. It was something that was brought to my attention last year. For most of the guys that were talking about it were hail techs. So on the hail trail, there'll be with a team of guys, and sometimes somebody will take one of the tools. Next thing you know, they're missing that tool. This tool is like one of the techs. Like, I would have all my tools in there. Keep track of them. Like, dude. The amount of money I lost, especially the some of those tools are $200.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
no, and fun. Look,
this guy was a big. Who am I thinking of? Kaz.
Stanley.
He's got a ton of Stanley. I would engrave every one of these. The insulation machine.
Yeah, they're expensive, and some of them are hard to get. Like once they do a lot of one-offs or limited runs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it totally. I would jump on that too.
Well, you guys need to have some moonshine.
Do you want some vodka in your orange juice?
Oh, I have moonshine in my orange juice.
Hey, yeah. So
Sally, you pass my one back.
I was gonna go somewhere with that. Oh yeah, I've been having a lot of dudes working off of my cart because I got hail and. Got different people coming in and out. You're unloading and loading and all that shit. Yeah. I've lost several tools. What do you got there?
Lots and lots of Reaper glue. I ran out. I've been so fucking busy.
Purple. I like how three of us are wearing Jet Reaper shirts.
How much Reaper have you got on this truck?
I bought this hammer. I know it's been around a while.
So you got some.
I like hammers. I got them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
This one should felt really good in my hand.
Yeah.
Good weight.
Well, John's buying a hammer.
It does feel good.
I think even a PBR tech that's not selling, pull that hammer.
Oh, yeah.
Will you stop telling my wife to feel your hammer?
I didn't say that.
Oh yeah,
it's not his hammer. Oh, okay. Stop telling my wife to feel my
hammer.
Glidewell.
It's hard
wood.
It just feels so good.
Guru.
That is awesome.
Love it.
Yeah. Betty had a freeze out today, so did Dave Strain.
Yep.
Did Vinny. I messed with all of them. I actually didn't mess with Gene because I missed it though, a little late.
Back to Hanson though, I did get the VIP little sleeves that go on your VIP VIP tips. Good soft tip.
Yeah.
You already mentioned it. Hey, that's how good they are. I want to make sure people didn't miss it.
Nicely done, sir. It'd be interesting if you paid attention the whole podcast one time.
Sally up here.
another thing about Dave, I bought those hammer boots. I mean, eyeballs on low.
You know, I have 30, I'm approaching 40 different blending hammers.
I see that.
Yeah. I mean, even a little weight here or there does a whole lot of.
Remember that one time Dan was breaking up the ice with a $300 blending hammer?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh
my god. My buddy came over and he's like, there's a bag of ice in the freezer. And he takes a free, he grabs my $300 car former.
Oh!
Hit the free, I'm like,
Hollywood of hammers.
Damn. Bro.
That's hilarious.
That is.
Jay, we're going to have to have a talk. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, it was fine. I think he only got two or three hits in, and I was like, but yeah, that was a special day.
What do you guys think of this hotel?
Good. I like Fremont Street, like versus like I love South Point. That was very nice, but being right here on this trip.
Beast.
Like, yeah. Walk down Carousel Bar and then go down Fremont Street. And then, where did we go last night?
That was the best ever.
That was fantastic. Sally, you actually like it? Like, I can tell from the ears. Yeah.
There was some, like, guy up there with a hat backwards. Grabbing.
Oh, yeah.
It's something about 99 pounds, but a bitch ain't one. A lot. I like it. Yeah,
I didn't see that guy last night.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, Vinny did an excellent show. Rams. It was amazing. We got Josh Dragos.
What up, Randy Hobson?
Yeah. Randy Hobson,
what's up, Facebook user? You guys know better than that.
Yeah. And Tim Green. What up? Oh. Randy's doing that fishing tournament. You're sponsoring one of the boats? How does that work?
I'll be honest with you, I'm not the biggest fisherman, right? It's not like something I like, you know, passionate about. It sounds so much fun, dude. If I wasn't sitting in a booth, I'd be out there on a boat. Yeah. No, for sure. Because I'm like, dude, after breaking it down, you know, Randy and Lee talking about like the details, I'm like, dude.
They put a lot of work.
Yeah. And it sounds fun because the way they're setting up, they have a company, an outfitter for this lake, and they have an organized system to where they're all on their, everyone's going to be equal ground. So, it's kind of nice, and it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to say, like, fishing for me, I like ice fishing because it's basically just sitting around drinking beer.
I mean,
it's the chair.
That's also
why not? It's interesting.
Yeah, we'll have a nice fishing episode later. But
I pushed four people out of that bed.
There's ice fishing.
Has anyone ever jumped in the actual, like, the hole's not big enough, right?
No.
Well, it's 8-inch hole. My tiny ass one fit there, so no. You can definitely get a fucking foot down the hole.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in the permanent shack, but the portables, I've read that.
Hello,
how
are you?
How do our viewers keep up? Carrie is falling asleep. She's 4 feet from me.
Yeah.
She's like, you guys suck. You suck hard. I'm bored.
Are we going to the bar crawl yet? Let's get out of here.
It is almost time for the bar crawl. What else am I missing as far as the show today? Jack's got to show that off.
So if you show up to here and you pick up a Get a Grip, you can get a custom engraved with.
Of course.
Nothing but the best.
So, nature boy.
Look at that fucking beautifulness. That is beautiful.
I want to ask Armijo a question. If somebody comes up and they say, I want to buy a strong arm XL just like that, but I want it to say blue just like Jack,
I would say, hey, you know, you gotta talk to Jack.
You gotta get it cleared.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I would say that for sure.
And I go, think no.
that would be immediately you and the other customer problem, not my price on it.
Yeah, no.
So everybody can be assured that we'll have a one.
Absolutely.
That's nice.
That's wrong. You gotta earn the
book.
Yeah. I wish I had run one of my rods. Great question.
But you gotta just hang out.
Sally,
and, we'll
stop asking buying questions. I don't like that. I'll explain later.
You want a closer?
Yes.
Yes. Glow sticks all around. Let's go. I feel like I should have bought more of them.
Yeah.
I know there's 100, but I was like, probably not going to have a problem going through all the
fences. 200.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, remember that time you showed up to a party and they're like, whoa, too many glow sticks? Never.
Did you guys say glow stick? Did you go to Area 15? She walked to her room last night. Oh, fine. Yeah, that's fine. But she walked. As soon as I got to the hotel room,
late. Oh, her legs get on the casino floor, too. I see.
Is that?
Yeah, walking right behind you guys.
Oh, I remember.
She just, like, out of nowhere, just, like, dropped down. It looked like she was doing, like, breakdancing or something. She recovered very quickly.
She wasn't very quick.
Hey, she's got a good talent with the butter knees.
I could do it. All right. Put it to the camera. We got to, all kinds of fun can be had.
Giant gorilla.
Beautiful.
That's
a good time.
Yeah, maybe Anson will give us a little sponsorship deal for the gorilla group with that one.
Yeah, I like that. Oh,
on point.
Okay.
All right. Eric got more action than John.
That's weird.
Oh, Well, how about this one? Should I share that one?
Yeah, that's on you.
That's you. You might as well.
That's like four.
All right, viewers.
There you go.
What do you guys think?
No wonder. Vegas, that's what you missed.
Yeah, all kinds of fun can be had here. We're going to a pub crawl at the Carousel Andy Bar, Robert. Plaza Hotel. Meet y'all down there.
Danny, I'm in yet.
Until then, I don't know. Did we miss anything?
Tomorrow, 2 o'clock. You're here. Come to the competition.
Yes, come support your local Den Nerds.
Oh no!
Come support your local Den Nerds, and we are going we're gonna be in the relay, and we're gonna bring it. We're gonna fucking bring it. It's gonna be
good.
No, it's gonna be like welcome to the fucking show.
Yeah, the show is coming. You won't be disappointed. I can't fucking wait.
Good news for the competitors.
It's gonna be lit. Rock and roll.
We're gonna help. We're gonna do anyone that's competing tomorrow in this competition. We're gonna do you a favor.
Yeah,
we're not gonna be a threat. Right?
Yeah. You do show, the quality.
Showmanship.
We got the showmanship
covered.
You do the quality
covered. Check and quality work. We'll see.
Yeah.
Hey Jack, how much you weigh?
135.
Oh, I can handle it.
What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means.
Find out tomorrow.
It means tomorrow at the relay, Matt Armijo is going to.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends. Join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.